Every day, about 50 Mainers turn 65. And Democratic House Speaker Mark Eves says their living options for the distant future are at best uncertain. But what many of them really want, Eves says, is what his own 91-year-old father wants.
As I've traveled across the state, I've heard the same message from seniors that I've heard from my dad. They want to age in place. They want a more secure retirement.
Fixed incomes that looked pretty good 30 years ago are not keeping up with the rising costs of fuel, food, and housing, and Eve says the next legislature must take action. He told reporters gathered at the Creekside Village Adult Housing Center in Brunswick that he will advance a three-pronged initiative in the next legislative session crafted to help seniors live out their final years in their homes. The plan is built around a $65 million bond proposal for the construction of 1,000 new apartment units for seniors that would be built in 40 different communities across the state. Eves would also increase the property tax fairness credit that would provide tax reductions for seniors. And Eves wants to encourage more Mainers to provide in-home and personal care services for older adults by increasing current salaries for those jobs. The speaker says the next legislature can't act too quickly to provide assistance to Maine seniors, many of whom are on housing waiting lists.
Maine's population is aging rapidly. The demographic reality is a challenge that we can change into an opportunity by ensuring our seniors can live independently in their homes and communities. The policies outlined above will help our seniors, their families, and our economy by investing in jobs and workers.
75-year-old Lee Picker of Sebattis says she moved back to Maine 6 years ago to be closer to her daughter and family. Since then, she's been involved in the University of Maine's Cooperative Extension Service Senior Companion Program that provides outreach services to older Mainers. She says the challenges Eves describes are real and pervasive.
So many of us struggle to remain independent and age in place in our homes and communities. As property taxes rise and the cost of heating oil rises, some people are forced to choose between paying taxes or putting food on the table or paying for their medicine.
Seniors advocates say all three of Eve's objectives are important, but that available housing and tax credits aren't as critical as the need for in-home health care workers.
There is no question that the direct care workforce issue is the most urgent need.
That's Jessica Maurer, the executive director of the Maine Association of Area Agencies on Aging and the co-chair of the Maine Council on Aging. She says minimum wage isn't enough to attract or retain the number of workers necessary to serve the needs of aging Mainers. Maurer says Eve's plan to improve the workers' salaries hinges on a reimbursement rate increase under Medicaid, the program that pays health care provider agencies for delivering those services. She says the State Department of Health and Human Services is already considering the costs of the plan.
I believe that the Department of Health and Human Services is going to start a provider rate study to be ready in December when we're going to start seriously talking about what's the fiscal notes, the implications of this, to be looking at what's the need, what's the demand, what's an appropriate rate to be paying, and how can we make that work.
Eve says his proposal has bipartisan support. And House Republican leader Ken Fredette says GOP lawmakers are committed to develop policies that benefit Maine's most needy families and will avoid political rhetoric that gets in the way of those goals. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.